This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A new television show debuts this weekend on the Fox Reality Channel.
Smile, you're under arrest.
Yes, that's the name of the show. Smile, you're under arrest. Uses elaborate setups to lure unsuspecting fugitives, who are then arrested by sheriff's deputies in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's the Phoenix area. The sheriff there is Joe Arpaio, who's been called America's toughest sheriff. In this new reality show, Sheriff Arpaio is dishing out the heat, but as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, his department is taking some heat, too.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio stands at the podium in a squad room and addresses his deputies.
This is a very dangerous assignment to go after fugitives. You never know what's going to happen when these guys are wanted.
The premise is a twist on two TV genres, candid camera, or more recently, punked, and police ride-alongs like the show Cops. In the first episode, actors lure men with outstanding warrants against them to a fake fashion show. Then the cops
put him in handcuffs.
Joe Arpaio first became famous with his tent city for prisoners, putting them in pink underwear and striped pajamas. More recently, he's had deputies arrest illegal immigrants in controversial neighborhood sweeps. He says he agreed to do this show because it seemed like a good fit and because it cost his department nothing. In fact, Arpaio says it saved money.
The producers went through 3,900 of our warrants to research the show. So we had them doing our work for us.
To the extent it aids the law enforcement function, more power to them.
Otherwise, says Clint Bullock, the sheriff is doing a lousy job. Bullock is with the Goldwater Institute, a Phoenix-based think tank. He just released a report titled Mission Unaccomplished: The Misplaced Priorities of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
We looked at the mission of the sheriff's office as it defines it and evaluated it and found that it comes up short in every area.
The report notes the violent crime rate in Maricopa County, including homicides, is up far higher than in Phoenix or neighboring Mesa. The response time for 911 calls is twice that of Phoenix. The sheriff's jails recently lost accreditation for not providing adequate health care to inmates. Meanwhile, deputies are routinely sent to Honduras to train police there. And back home, Bullock says the sheriff's highly publicized immigrant sweeps have not netted a single major smuggler.
If you've got limited resources, who do you go after? The guy who is here to work, or the guy who is making millions of dollars bringing in thousands of illegal immigrants? Certainly the latter.
I'm very disappointed about that Goldwater Institute, and I have nothing to do with it. I will never have anything to do with it.
Arpaio may be disappointed because the Goldwater Institute is a rock-rib conservative-slash-libertarian outfit. Up until now, criticism has come from local newspapers and liberal activists who oppose the immigration sweeps. The sheriff dismisses the report as a rehash of old charges or inaccurate. Clint Bullock says it's as accurate as the sheriff's own record-keeping.
It's atrocious. If you live in almost any town or city that has a police department and you're concerned about crime statistics in your neighborhood, you can go online and find out exactly what the crime rates are. If you go on the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, you'll see a lot of self-congratulatory information, but you will not see any statistics.
Last month, Joe Arpaio easily won re-election. And he says he'll keep doing things his own way, including, smile, you're under arrest.
All I want is to catch fugitives. So you guys are willing to go do it? Hey, be my guest.
Okay, we're rolling on all cameras, guys.
Ted Robbins, NPR News.